Welcome to the Mosh Pit, your home for unsigned punk, rock, and metal artists, where your music goes to be heard.
This is Jeff with Throw the Fight, and you are listening to the Mosh Pit.
When did it get to this point of no return? When did I lose sight of who I wanna become? Sit tight in the dark, hide behind the light. Don't show your face, don't show your face. Bright lights, big dreams, believe in what you say. Minds are shaking, my body's going numb. I feel like I'm losing control of everyone. I know that people change. I feel like I'm running away. I said I'd never let go. I feel like I'm running away.
Winning the battle.
Good night.
exactly where you want minds. You strike me as an addict to what I'm not sure, but if it's me, this won't be tragic. I just fake and I faint, and you laugh and do the same. But I don't every wave, no idea.
Been just in the wonderful lockdown and COVID and all this fun
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, man, it's been kind of a mess, but no, actually, to be honest with you, it's been, you know, everyone kind of like goes, oh crap, you know, bands can't do much. We think the other way. It's like we've been writing like crazy and getting ready for, you know, obviously there will be a point. It's already going to happen, basically. I think now they're saying summer festivals are pretty much locked in. They're good to go.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've been writing. So dropped like some acoustic stuff, which we've never done that as a band. And then now we're pivoting into all like going back to normal band stuff. But yeah, working with a bunch of different producers now, like kind of jumping around two songs with this guy, two songs with this person, two songs with this person, kind of doing almost like our methodology is like hip hop records, like have features of guys that we've, you know, been on tour with, which is exciting because I'm a huge like rap guy. And for me, it's like, do what the rappers are doing, man. Let's do a feature with somebody. And a lot of people pay for features, but we're actually having them produce and collaborating. So yeah, it's cool. It's exciting. We got some good stuff in the works. So.
Very That's awesome.
Cool. Definitely excited to hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's always, because I run my personal business, and that's like, there's no different from music, right? Okay, so you take the touring out of the equation. Well, you got the internet, and you can unlimited write, so there's always avenues to keep things in the pipeline and keep it moving, you know? So live music will come back at some point, but yeah, it's crazy how some people, depending on their situation, they're signed to a deal.
Yeah.
Labels like, you can't do it until we give you the green light. And dude, that's the best part about being independent. We can do whatever the hell we want. It's the best part.
Right? Isn't that awesome that you can
Great. Yeah, I mean, hang on. Sorry. Yeah, it's the best part because we can, sorry if my son comes in the background because he's here. I'm watching him. yeah, so it is the best. I mean, by far, it's one of those things that, you know, we just kind of look at it like, you know, it's in our control. So that's what matters. Right. And when you give that away to someone else, that's when problems, you know, come into play. So
right. And when you and the rest of the guys work on music together, are you meeting like this over Zoom, or are you guys able to get together and jam in person?
Yeah, good question. Well, we kind of do both. You know, we're all living locally. I'm actually going to be moving within a month. I'm moving to Florida. And it's funny when you talk to people, sorry, one second. I'm going outside. He's stirring up a bunch of noise. yeah, it's one of those things where you sit there and you just go, you know, you don't have to be in the same place. You know, a lot of people think you have to be, and you definitely don't. So hang on one second. Sorry. Apologize. Hopefully I'm coming through clear. Yeah, and then you don't have to be in the same location. You know, that's what people don't understand is they think, in place at the same time. And with technology, it's a beautiful thing. Preferably that's what we'd like, is to be in the same place, but
right.
You definitely don't have to by any means.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're doing a little bit of Zoom Oh yeah. Sorry if I'm cutting out. We're doing a little bit of Zoom. we're doing a little bit of in person, you know, things like that. So it's been working for both of us really, really well, which has been great. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. So
So it's one of the go ahead. What were we saying?
No, you go ahead. It's fine.
Yeah, so it's kind of like whatever works, whatever's best for the song, you know, this kind of the, what we're feeling at the time. But yeah, I mean, I think right now we're in a good position where we're like, hey, the more stuff we do puts more stuff in the pipeline, and then right. It keeps it exciting too. A lot of times people don't realize that, you know, you're the one that makes it stale, right? So right. For us, you just have to keep things moving. And yeah, I mean, Cade's got a lot of stuff like in his head for melodies. So as our singer, it's like, all right, well, we got 12 songs. Let's get them going. So,
I mean, that's the way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah. 100% for sure.
Right. Let's go back to, you know, your acoustic EP that you guys just put out recently. Yeah. Inside Out is the name of it, I believe. What was it like putting this unique spin on your music?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things, like a lot of bands do it. We called it like more stripped down, but there's a lot of, if you heard the tracks, there's a lot of production. There's a lot going on. It's not just like, you know, basic, just acoustic guitars. There's a lot of synth, a lot of keyboard, a lot of digital drums. So right. For us, it was just something like, we've had so many people like, you can make anything acoustic. We're like, man, we've been doing music for a while. Why are we not doing that? Let's just do it. And we had our buddy Jeremy, awesome producer locally. That's kind of more his expertise or bread and butter. And we're like, dude, let's go in and do it. And we did it during the whole COVID thing. And we actually, none of us met in the studio at the same time. So we all did it separately. Like I did all the drum stuff. You know, Chris went in, did his parts. Ryan did his parts. Kate did his parts. Yeah, but none of us were in the same place at the same time on all four of those songs.
I'm not afraid to die.
That's crazy. What was it like doing it all separately like that?
I personally don't like it. It's not that fun for me because I like being around the guys, and I'm a vibe guy, 100% in the studio. It's all about the vibes. And then like you feed off that. I mean, we worked with a lot of different producers where like you hear it and you're like, oh, why didn't I think of that? Duh. Let's just switch it to that. Let's do this. And it's kind of, a lot of stuff is spur of the moment. You know, you write stuff initially. What's cool is like with the four of us in what we do now, what's so awesome is that our one rule of thumb is we will never make music that we wouldn't personally like, right? We have to like it. And then we don't get caught up in like, what do you think the fans are gonna think? It's like, if we like it, they'll probably dig it. And then we just go from there. As long as you're having fun and enjoying it, you're not like literally like making crap music. I think you'll be right. But it's all about just changing dynamic. Like when you just sound the same, it's like a balance, right? Some bands, they have their kind of their formula. Yeah. And then they work with someone new and you're like, what are you doing? Like, what's the term? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's kind of our methodology. It's like, just make good music. And like we did the acoustic and now the new stuff we're going to be doing is just going to be straight bangers, like heavy, you know, four to the floor stomping. We're like a lot of chanting gang vocals where everyone can sing along. So that's what we're doing with this new stuff. And hopefully some of these features that we have and people we're going to have, you know, produce with us is going to pan out pretty awesome. So.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you guys just released a track, Going Numb, this past February on the 26th. What a killer track, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course. I know that the band usually writes music that is both very relatable and important in subject matter.
Right.
What about Going Numb made it special and unique to the band?
I mean, I think for like me personally, like each guy's could be potentially a different answer here. But like, I guess what makes it unique is just, it's kind of like a feeling you get, you know, once you hear certain like, you know, Cade, he came up with the chorus hook, you know, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, I feel where that's going. And just like, you have this, like, it's kind of a gut instinct and you're just like, makes sense. And then it flows good. You know, we just feel it's got a good up-tempo beat. It's not like super heavy. I just think we just don't care about that anymore. We're just looking to write really solid music, you know, and that's at the end of the day, that's what matters. Cause your fans, I feel fans can smell bullshit a mile away. You know, they're like, these guys are forcing this. Like, what are they doing? And then when people hear our new stuff or anything we do, they're like, oh, I love it. It's kind of funny. Sometimes I'm like, it's okay. I like other stuff better. But again, I look at music subjective, right? Music's like, because I like something, because I'm a drummer, you might hear it differently.
Right.
And I think at the end of the day for our band, we just have to have, we like songs that people not only can relate to, but we have some type of a chorus hook, you know, something where it gets stuck in your head. There's a good melody and you're like, oh, that's a dope song, you know? So I think if we stick with that, which we always have, we'll be doing all right, you know? So
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, going back to that, you know, the new sound, what you guys are focusing on, how does your first CD compare to the new CD as far as the evolution of Throw the Fire?
First CD, like In Pursuit of Tomorrow or which album? Like the very first one, like, because there was one like pre-James.
Yeah, The Fire Within. Like, maybe,
oh, that's the first one.
Yeah, maybe In Pursuit of Tomorrow moving forward.
Yeah, In Pursuit, you know, is more of like a rocky vibe. I actually wasn't in the band. I've been the drummer the whole time, but that was like the one album. That was like the first one when like label deals were actually a thing back in the day. And like the band was gonna get signed to Warner Brothers and all this jazz. And that was definitely like rock, you know, and a lot of things too, not a lot of like sound effects, not a lot of cool parts. It was like just more of just a rock album. And I think over time too, especially with Cade now doing vocals, which is awesome because he's such a in-depth songwriter that it really gets more like validity and actual feeling behind the songs. Because sonically it can sound dope, but if these, like, there's certain bands that have horrible lyrical content, you're just like, what the hell are they talking about? Are you kidding me? Right. But rock, you know, it rocks and it, whatever. The riff's cool, the drum parts are cool, but it's corny ass vocals. But, you know, now the evolution is like, it's more open, right? We can go heavy. We can go a little more like lighter, poppier, whatever. We're not really putting ourselves in this box of like, you are a rock band and that's it. You know, which to me, it's like, look at what's happening to those bands. They're like, oh shit, we need to kind of like do other stuff. Like, yeah. You know, like you get anybody from like Parkway Drive is a great example, or yep. Bring Me the Horizon. Those dudes were like thrash metal bands. And now yep. They like Parkway literally has a pop song on one of their records that just, it slams, but it's just evolution, you know? And I feel back then it was just strictly like plain rock. And now it's more like, we have a lot better live show, more intense, more engaged with the fans. We have a lot more backing tracks with a lot of sound effects, things going on, which to me brings up the dynamic in the band live. So, and it's more fun, just more upbeat tempo. That our music definitely has gotten like faster over the years, which I think is great, especially me being the drummer. It's like, I love playing, you know, more upbeat tempo songs, right? Because then people can get into that live instead of like, oh, here's the verse and it just drags along, you know. It's like, no, this stuff's kind of crushing the whole time. So yeah, so that's I guess the evolution of the band. I think better quality too, especially this new stuff we're gonna get into soon here. It's gonna be awesome for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're excited to hear the new stuff.
Me as well.
yeah
for sure.
When it comes to all the songs you've worked on with the band, yeah. So far, what are some of your personal favorite songs that the band has, you know, produced that are your favorite to listen to?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's cool, like, well, it's funny, we did our cover back in 2012. I'm looking at it right now, when we recorded with John Feldman, the singer of Goldfinger, you know, and it was funny. He was like, oh, cover songs are not going to happen, dude. That's a lame idea. Now look at, cover songs are like the biggest thing in the world, right?
Yeah.
But, and that's a huge one, but like, in 2016, when we did Transmissions, there's some really good tracks. And what's funny, I was on the phone with today, the singer of Plot and You, and we were chatting about just music, how it gets missed. You know, like,
yeah.
You have an album with 10 tracks, 3 of them you focused on, but my favorite were the bottom 3 of those 10. You know what I mean? And then it's like, for me, like Transmissions on the Transmissions record, the very last track, I love that song. Like, that song is, it's great. It's up tempo. It's got a good like emotional tie to it. And you hear it and you're like, fuck, this is a good song. And it's like, we didn't, or Passing Ships is another one. Like, that's another one on Transmission. I'm like, fuck, I love playing that song live. People love it. The response is crazy. But, you know, it's like, do we put money behind it? It's, you know, so those are some of my favorites. The Experience, What Doesn't Kill Us, working with John Feldman was really awesome. Seems like God forever ago we did that, but yeah, I'm excited now because, you know, with the group, the guys that we have, with Cade being the writer, the main like writer, then we all branch out and kind of make his ideas or our ideas come to life.
Right.
He's very like writing mode, like always, which our last singer, sad to say, he never was. So what that does is it prevents us from producing unlimited content, which right now we have so many things in the queue, it keeps us exciting, you know. So now for us, we're like, okay, sky's the limit, we can do whatever we want. So it's pretty awesome. We're looking forward to it. But I'd say Transmissions is probably I love the new album. I'm proud of that record because we had it done and then Cade actually had to redo all the melodies and vocals when James left the band, blah blah blah. That's a whole nother story. But props to Cade. He went in and like cranked all the songs out. He did an amazing job. And it's a new dynamic. You know, he can sing super high and live. He can do that too, but he can also do the screams and that stuff, which is a really cool dynamic, which I really like. And I'm an emotional dude. Like I love that. Cade's definitely like a front man. You see him live and you're like, dude, this guy, you could tell he's passionate and gets into the song. So to me, we're just excited for what we got coming and with the other artists and band dudes and from other bands. And yeah, it should be awesome. So.
Oh, I'm excited to see you guys live. You guys are going to have to stop through Atlanta. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be living in Florida now moving forward, which will be great. So I'm looking forward to that. So Yeah, it'll be good. You know, it was funny. I announced that with my business and everyone's like, is the band breaking up? I'm like, guys, it's called Dropbox. It's called the internet. Like, no band guys. Like, you know, I have a couple buddies in other big bands and they like looked at me like, it's funny. People think you have to be in the same city. It's like, no, you don't.
Right.
So you can make it work. So
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Writing the music for, you know, Transmissions and Settle Your Sins. Where do you get your inspirations for the writing, the melodies, the drums?
Yeah. You know, a lot of the drum stuff, right? I'm totally cool admitting this. It's funny. There's different styles of drumming, right? There's like the super techie drummers and it's like, we get it, you can do like the most gnarly shit on a drum kit anyone's seen,
right?
But to me, I'm more of a live drummer. When people watch live, they're like, oh, this dude punishes his drum kit and he's super in the pocket, gets into it, and to me it's putting on a show. And so like for me, like, you know, relating back to hip-hop and rap, like a lot of those beats, you know, four to the floor, like get your head going like this. And if you got that head bob going, that's typically, you know, what the bigger audience will attach to. You know, I don't need to sit there and try to prove to people like, oh, let me do this crazy offbeat tempo that like most people, 90% of people can't wrap their head around. You know what I mean? Just to show off. It's to me that I don't care about that. So I think when we write, you know, someone comes up with a melody, I come up with a really like a simplified drum pattern that then the rest of the guys go, oh, I see where this can go. Gives them kind of like a template to work with. And then we tweak the drum parts, we change drums, we change, you know, guitars, we change vocal melodies, whatever. But at least it gives them like that framework, and then they, then their kind of idea can elevate to a new level. So yeah, we just kind of piece it together one at a time. There's no like, this person writes everything. This usually Chris writes a really cool riff. He'll like put it in a Dropbox link. I'm like, oh, that's super sick. Cool. Kate will be like, oh, I have a melody idea for that riff. And I'll be like, those drums are horrible because they're like garage band, like, you know, because Chris doesn't play drums. His riff is great, but he needs something. So I was like, oh, it's all good. I'll fix the drum part. Cool, you know, and everyone just kind of bounces off each other. Next thing you know, we got 2 to 3 songs in the can and they're done. So.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
That's kind of the process for sure. That's how we do it.
That's awesome though. That's exciting that you guys are still rocking it out like that in this way, in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, the cool thing is too, is I think it's like a breath of fresh air, you know, to be transparent. It's now being able to do whatever we want. We're not tied to a label. No one can really tell us what to do. It's like, we do have the work ethic. All four guys like have that, you know, drive to do it, and that's what it takes. And so for us, we're like, this is, anything we do is going to be an uphill swing for us. And not only for us personally, but for the fans that want to hear more. And, you know, we're consumers, right? I mean, it's at the end of the day, like even us band guys, it's like, what do you dislike? Bands that don't do anything. It drives us nuts. It's like, they put out an album, which no one cares about. Let's be honest. You put over 8 songs, people won't even make it through. So it's like, if you do like 4 or 5 bangers or 3, people are stoked, at least showing them what you're up to. You're in the studio, you got new photos, new content, just constantly doing something for people that keeps you relevant. And then that's really it. You know, there's no, everyone tries to think of some secret sauce, but you know, that's kind of how it should go. So just consistency in all avenues. So.
Right. When it comes to your work as a musician and the songs you've helped create,
yep,
what do you want to be remembered most for when people look back at the songs that you've helped contribute to?
You know, I mean, we've met a lot of people, right, where they go, hey, man, you helped me from, I almost committed suicide, and like, your music saved my life. It's like, oh, man, that's some deep stuff. And I think what's the funniest thing is that we're just like everyone else. Like, we're people, right? We're people, you're people. But people put like musicians and guys that are people that do music in this whole separate, like, almost like they're aliens. Like, they're in a weird category of like, they're untouchable. They're not human.
Right.
Like, nope, we have families, we do the same shit, you know, that everyone else does. It's just that we potentially have the opportunity to, you know, make money playing music and then disperse it to the world, and hopefully it helps people out. I mean, I think the big thing is longevity. You know, so many artists today, they don't have that under their belt. They're like, yeah, I did it for a year and then I quit. It's like, we've been doing this for 13 plus years.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, I think when we met the dudes years ago in Papa Roach, they were like, oh, we've been a band for 14 years. It's like,
yeah.
And they still weren't big yet. Like, I'm not kidding. This was before like Last Resort or something, you know,
right.
It was like, so many people just try to bank on like one hit, and it's like, hey, got to have fun doing it and just longevity. And if it helps people out, great. Like, that's why we're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, as long as we're known for, wow, they stuck it out and those guys did it. I mean, it's, and again, perspective in music and just anything in general is so weird, right? People like, oh man, you guys toured with this band, you made it. I'm like, what do you mean we made it? Like, what does that mean? You know, people like thinking you're making millions of dollars, and it's not like that, you know? So I'm just super thankful, you know, the fact that we can affect people's lives in a positive way. I mean, and we can keep doing it. That's a win for me and the guys.
Yeah.
And the coolest part is like, once COVID's done, our plan is we're going to go to Europe, do a tour there, which will be great. Cause hate to say it, the US is not the best place to tour. When you go to Canada and Europe, it's nuts. Like, it's like, it's insane. So yeah. So that's our next goal. We're going to be doing that this year once touring comes back, and just working with new artists. So excuse me.
You're fine. What is it like for you to have, you know, these fans come up to you and treat you as if like you're top tier godlike, like you said, almost?
Well, it's funny. We treat them with a ton of respect, as just, they're like if we met, hey, what's up? And they're weirded out. Like, they almost act weird around us because they're like, oh, wait, you guys are actually cool people. We're like, and I look at them, I go, what's that supposed to mean? And then they're like, well, you know what I mean? Like, I go, well, no, I don't. I said, I'm not like some egotistical douche like 8 million other rock stars are. It's like, dude, you know, we get up every day, we put on our shoes just like you guys, you know? It's like, I don't, it's just, it's humbling, but also it's awesome to interact with people. Like, every time we tour or play a show, we always go sign and we hang out by our merch booth. Because it's like, why the heck wouldn't we meet the people that paid money to come to see us at a show?
Right, exactly.
So many artists, they go on their van or their tour bus and they don't talk to anybody. I go, the best part is engaging with people. That's like the whole point of doing this. So yeah, I mean, we're just, it's almost a shocker to us. It's the other way around. We're like, why is everyone act so weird? And not like, they're shocked that we're normal, right? So whatever, I'll take that though. I'd rather have that than you know, be known as, oh, you guys are jerks or something like that. So,
right, absolutely. You know. Yeah.
So.
Mosh pit, and I think I speak for the sound chick too, we appreciate you coming on our show as well.
Of course. Yeah, man. Obviously, like, we the more that we can do, the better, and we appreciate people reaching out. I mean, you know, it doesn't take much time to, you know, either help people out or get content or whatever, you know. I mean, you guys are PRing the band, and we'll obviously PR what you guys are doing too, you know.
Awesome, we appreciate that too.
Yeah.
back to touring with bands. We know you've been on tour with Papa Roach, Chevelle, a couple of those guys. Who, first off, who were some of your favorite ones to tour with? Who were the guys that you'd love to go out again with?
I mean, we did like one-off shows. Like, we had a great experience with all the Remains guys. They were really cool. Really, really good group of guys. They would be great to go on the road with again. We did a run with them in Canada. That was nuts. That was awesome. That was super fun. You know, those guys, we've done some smaller tier bands. Like when we did the big festival stuff, we did Black Veil. Like that's another band. They're totally misunderstood, you know, like super nice dudes. Everyone thinks they're jerks. I'm like, they're not at all. They're super rad, but, yeah, it says time remaining there. I don't know if you see that, but, yeah, I would say, you know, like it'd be fun as hell to like, we've hung out with the Amity guys, you know, they're a great bunch of dudes. Like any of those guys would be fun to do a run with, but yeah, I mean, if we could do like some with, if we could do a full run with a band like Papa Roach, I mean, that'd be great. Huge fan. We played shows with Story of the Year. They're like a huge influence on us. I love those guys. That would be awesome to do a run with them. You know, that would be really, really fun. We played shows with them. So if we could do something with them, you know, the guys in Plot and You, huge fan of those guys, what they're doing. So yeah, there's definitely some bands like that I would like to do a run with. But touring's interesting, man. It's one of those things that people think it's just some big party. It's definitely not, you know. It's a grind, and it doesn't matter if you're in a tour bus or you're in like a tour van or a minivan or whatever. It's a lot of like, you pull up in a city and it's like, I usually go work out because I'm bored and I'm like, I want to stay in shape. And then you load in, you sound check, you play the show, and then it's like, okay, off to the next city, you know? So
yeah,
it's still fun. It's a great experience, but it's not as glamorous as people make it out to be, you know?
Right. Yeah. Since we are kind of running low on time, rapid fire question, top three bands you'd love to tour with that you haven't.
That we haven't. Oh, geez. Put me on the spot.
We're good at that.
Yeah, I would say Park. Well, we're not in the same genre. Actually, no. Buddies with Zach in All Time Low. He's a good friend. He works with my clothing brand, and they're great dudes. I would love to go on tour with All Time Low. Those guys are great. Like I said, Story of the Year, great band. Yeah, we don't fit their mold, but like, God, just the experience, like Papa Roach, or like, I mean, we fit them, but like Parkway, they're a lot heavier than us, but you'd be shocked, man. Like tours, one of the best tours I ever went to was a Yellow Card Memphis Mayfire show.
Oh, wow.
And it worked so well. And I was like, this is what needs to happen more. It needs to like mix different styles. When you put all the same style bands on the same bill, it's boring. Like
it is.
I even think like, put in some hip hop artists with the rock bands. There you go. I mean, that would be phenomenal. If I could have like a band, like a crazy band, like a really stretch it out, I would say like Limp Bizkit would be nuts. Like that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're actually playing with them this summer. It's at a festival in Wisconsin and they're the headliner.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah. I think we're playing. Is it Rock USA? I think it is. Pretty sure. Or Rock Fest. They're like basically the same name. So. But yeah, so those would be a few in my bucket list for sure.
That's exciting. Yeah. What would you say is one band or song even that you can throw on no matter what mood you're in?
Like I'm an old school like punk dude. Like when we recorded, like I would say like even like God, it brings me back, like Taking Back Sunday, The Used, like I love those bands. Like their new stuff, like the new Used record, not a huge fan of, but those are classic albums, like, that you can throw on anytime, anywhere, like, Ocean Avenue, Yellow Car, like, they're rippers. Like, I don't care what anyone says. I'm more of a punk rock guy. That's more my cup of tea. That's kind of what I would throw on. It's a sure guaranteed. I actually have it on my playlist. It's just emo playlist, and it's just, like, it's, like, Dashboard and shit. Like, you know. I love that music, and it's still relevant. All those bands are still killing it today.
Oh, absolutely, so, yeah.
So absolutely. that's kind of what I go to, my go-to stuff.
Cool, man. Well, before we let you get out of here, got one last question, and that's, do you have any advice for any bands that are in the up and coming, trying to make a name for themselves?
Yeah. Yeah, real quick. I mean, I can go down the rabbit hole on that one, but it's a business at the end of the day. And it's the, as things evolve, technology is going bigger. Record labels are getting pushed away because they honestly don't really do much for artists. They basically, they promise people this, but they take their money. You know, it's like, as we say, don't quit your day job, right? I mean, you got to think from a business perspective. Labels say, oh, we want to take X amount of percent. It's basically a glorified IOU. Not only do you owe the money back, but then you also have to pay them a percent cut on top of it. It's like, well, where are you making the money? And you're doing all the work. So putting your future in someone else's hands is the biggest no-no. Don't do it. You have to want to put in the work. I mean, my brother started Throw the Fight from day one, and it's that grind of like constantly doing something to move the needle forward. And that's when it comes. And now the cool thing is with social media, it's like, you know, video content, new music, just whatever, you know, you can literally do anything and monetize it nowadays, you know, new merchandise, new this, whatever, but you have to be business savvy. Like the music is almost secondary to the business side. Because you can be the best musician in the world. No one cares. Like, they don't. They just like, oh, I can shred on my guitar. Well, go do it in your basement then. Like, writing songs that people can actually, like, sing along to and they're like, oh, this is awesome. You can be the best band in the world. I mean, if I had a dollar for how many people, you know, we have a pretty substantial following, right? But people go, oh, my God, I've never heard of your band. And I go, I had a dollar for every time I heard that. And they're like, you guys are so good, right? It's super nice, but I'm like, that's the beauty of the internet. You have endless audience. It's the world. So, you know, it's a bigger pot, but I always say it's a grind and you got to be business savvy and know common sense. Common sense goes a long way in everything in life, and especially in music, you know? So that's what I would say. Anything's possible. You know, you just got to network. You got to work hard. And the last but not least is consistency. If you're consistent, people trust you, and building trust in any brand. And that's if it's a band, if it's a clothing brand, whatever, food company, it doesn't matter, right? Mm-hmm. People want trust that they can rely that this artist is not going to be flaky. They're going to keep pumping out good content and keep their fans engaged. So.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, so, man, I appreciate you sitting down with us.
Of course. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. And yeah, if there's anything else, let me know. Hit me up anytime. And we appreciate you guys supporting what we do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And we'll definitely catch up again.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Before we get out of here, you want to give me a this is Jeff with Throw the Fight. Did you listen to the Mosh Pit?
Yeah. This is Jeff. Can I go? Do I have a good voice for radio? No,
okay. Yes, you do.
You do.
You want to be my new co-host?
Yeah, right? I'm just getting the mix on that for sure. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Watch out! If you want a better truck until we get fucked up! Got the boombox, the sun is setting, the ship's about to go.
till you black out. I'm always fucked up if you know what I'm.